So now we're moving to the top of Tet Zayin, Halach Gimel, which is Mishnah Dalet and Hey in the Mishnayot. So now we're moving to the next thing, which is Koveya, and that is the giving of Truma. So as we've seen, there is no Chiyuv to be Mafresh until Riyad Pnei Abayit, after Gemar Malacha. But as we saw, there are things that can create a Chiyuv, like cooking and roasting and salting and Shabbat and the like. Now, we deal with a case where your mafresh truma before you were actually chayev, right? Which you're allowed to do, right? You're able to be mafresh truma at an earlier stage than you're actually formally chayev. But the second you do that, well, that shows that you are treating it as gemar malacha, right? A very simple, right? The Rosh Avilius is right here. Chayev de mafresh and truma. Truma. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So peirot shetiramana shel nigmar malachton. If you have fruit that before it reached gemar malacha, you are mafresh truma. Rilazer oser milocha men arayis. Rilazer says, well, you can't eat aray anymore because, as we said, again, you didn't have to give truma this early, but you're allowed. Now there are stages. It's worth noting that there are stages at which you can't. Right, if it's too early, it's not even defined as dagan, it's not even defined as produce. So then, you're not chayev at all. And we'll see that in the Gemara, right? There's different stages, right? There's the stage at which it's not chayev, and the stage at which it's, you know, fundamentally bechefta, removed from this whole parasha. The chomim matirin. And the chomim say, no, you can still eat it. Why? So the Rashi says, because every danger of develop yoter mishar bayit. Because then shar bayit tovel benigmar malachto. Kach truma develop davar shem gmar malachto. He says truma isn't stronger than riad pnei abayit. So if had you bought into the house, you would be chayiv, then fine. But you did before gmar malacha. It's not that powerful. It's not magic. It's not super powerful. It's just another thing that shows that you're finished. But chutz mikalkalatayim, except for the basket of figs, where there the chum agree that even before they reach gemar malacha, it is chayev. Why? She'ein b'dayta lasot and grow. We give the ashkam what she'ein nigmar malacha and inu chashiva truma l'adbir. Right, the Rosh really says, listen, because by giving truma now, it's clear that you are finishing it. Contextually, you're not making it into grow. And therefore, there is a certain gemar malacha. That's just the case here. If you look, look at the Melechet Shlomo, for example, right? He says she'ein b'dayt l'asam grogrov became the hash k'mot she'ein nigmar malacha and inu chashiva trumat and truma lahat bil. The nakat kalkadein l'ashmin dafilum nimlach achr l'asam grogrov dafilu achi kevin shevishash etam and loy b'dayt l'kach nigmar malacha and atu lo paka. And the chiddush is that even if you change your mind later and you choose to make it into grow, but right now, you know, it's at some level processed. Right now, the Gemara says a little bit differently. This, you know, putting it in the basket is a type of gemar malacha itself. And why? Because you're not going to mix other things into it, right? You're not going to mix other things into it once you are truma. Right, so the Gemara said the problem is the vadal you could old balkal zudeh yitin sheino metukan al metukan. You're not going to do that. Okay. Now, if you have a basket of figs from which truma was given, Rabbi Shimon Batir, he says you can still eat. We just saw the Chamim disagree. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon just rejects this whole rule. He doesn't think that truma is koveya, as we will see in the Gemara. Um, Okay, so the second half of the Mishnah, which in the Mishnah is a separate Mishnah, is Mishnah Hey. Ha'omer lechaveiro, if you tell your friend, Heilach iser zev, etein li bo chamesh teinim, take this coin and give me five figs for it. Lo yochal ad sheyaser. Because you, well, you had a mechira. And mecher is koveya. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Yudomer ochal achar achar upatur, vim tzirev chayev. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, that even by sale, if you eat it one at a time, you are pater. Now, what exactly is the case here? The Rash has two possibilities. One is, vim tzirev shalokach shtayim gachad, if you took two at one, inami kishir shakana kibel bevarachar, or you took the amount that you were going to buy in one shot. Now, why would this be the case? So the Rosh Aurelio says, well, this is only Dirabanan. Right? He says, the Mishum, the Mekas, Tavel Dirabanan, Velo Gazer, like Shetzirev. And the Gzera is only when you did Tziruf. However you understand it. Now, why is there a difference? So we'll see in the next Mishnah. Is that Mecher is Koveh only for something that had Gmar Malacha. And normally, that's not until you collect everything. So how can it be that you're Chayev? So it would be that if you buy it, you just want these fruits. You don't want the crop as a whole, right? As the Gemara says in Mamet Yelokech, Einov Bimekho. So when you pick it, they're done. And the Chachamim disagree that it has to be gathered in some way, right? The Rashi really quotes it here. Remi Karda Asmachli Ki Kibtim Kamir Garnat Mashman Garnat Below Kibbutz. In Kibbutz, Bachamishtime, you need two. Mighty Raya, Yudah, Migin Vadim, Loket Achach, Vanozan Loya, Shaloy, Minich Likanes, Aval Shalogago, the Etavradim. And that's why, right, without that, you're not Chayav. Now, Rabbi Meir might not agree with this, or he might hold, as he says later on, that mecher is koveh even for unprocessed things, even without the gmar malacha. Alternatively, maybe Rehuda thinks you need chashivut, and chashivut is only the combination of the sale and combining. Right? Rashi seems to go in this direction, or Meir says that mecher in and of itself is chashuv. Okay. Fine. So let us continue. We'll get more back to their positions more on Yud Zayin. So Amar Yehuda. Yehuda says, "Masa beginat v'adam shayt Yerushalayim." It once happened when I was in Yerushalayim, the Rose Garden. V'yitinim karb mishalosh v'arba v'isar, and they were selling figs for three or four to an isar. V'lo frishim and a truma meiser me'olam, and they never were mafresh truma meiser, because the way people ate it was one by one. And even though these were super expensive, right? Because apparently the normal price is more like 20, right? To an Isar. Still. Okay, so the Gemara says, so manan kayamet. So machlok rilazan l'chachamim is whether afrasha truma from things are not fully processed, does that create a chiv? So what's the case? Manan kayamet. Imbibakal kala shelteinim. Maybe you're dealing with figs, zirea kal asur. Everyone agrees, as we just said, that it's asur. Vimbizaitim ala shaman, and if it's olives, which are meant for oil, vanavim ala yayin. So again, there are two different ways of understanding this, right? Rash Tirilio and the Pnei Moshe say, shklomer bizaitim vatid la dodon shaman. But if you look at the Mara Fulda, he has a second Beirish, and he says, imajdal minazaitim al hashaman. The Kaimalam Pagar comes with ain trumato truma. Right, that we're dealing with a case where you were mafresh from Zaytim and Shemen, or Navim al Yayin, which we said, well, you're not supposed to. Right? The Mishnah says that doesn't work, and that's why it's not Koveya, right? The Gra says as well. The Ich Yachal Truma Litbol Afil B'Diavad Ain Truma Ter Truma. Your Truma doesn't work, right? So, according to the Gra Merfel, this is a halachic point that if the Truma doesn't work, it can't be Koveya. And according to the other Mefarshim, we're not making a halachic point. We're making a psychological point that this is not at all, or a procedural point. I don't know, right? So there, Divrei HaKol Mutar, there it's Mutar because there's a major change that still needs to be done, and we only think that you psychologically are leaving it in this unprocessed stage, whereas by figs, as we saw, none of it makes it into a grogeret. The another possibility in the Ursameach is that Nuri Lazar is making a formal point. Which is that you're not allowed to be mafresh from things that are meant for a further production. And if you can't do it again, that's why you're not, you shouldn't be doing it. So then that's why you're not chayev, because it's only a proper hafrasha that is going to be koveya limaiser. So Eli Kinan comes. So what must be the case in our Mishnah? Bitmarim v'u'atan l'dorson b'grogrod v'u'atan l'dushon. We're dealing with dates that you mean to press, or figs that you mean to press into a barrel, and they're marchokedish l'zor v'truma tovela b'ferit shaling marach. And Rilazar says it doesn't matter. Truma is koveya even before Gmar Malacha, but as we just saw, it's not anywhere, right? This is where we're distinguishing. There's before Gmar Malacha where it's still a pre, an edible pre, and a process of pre, and then there's the one where it's so early in the process we don't even recognize it. So olives that are meant to be made into oil of that early process is nothing. But here, by figs, which are normally eaten, so then he doesn't think you need Gmar Malacha because, again, it's at least in the parasha, right? The Rashi really uses B'chavik Deshu Mikubatz and Kemen Tvela. Mar Sarah came into Ochonotah B'dlarsa, right? It's only because you sometimes eat it without. So that's why this middle state is recognized. V'lodisha, Truma Tovela. V'an Savida, Katan in Maiso Nigmar Malacha on Chashive. And right, and the Rabbanan say, but it's still not considered Gmar Malacha for the purpose of the Chiyuv Maiso. Again, is that because it's the Rabbanan were Mekel? Very possibly. So Rishon Marji Yitbol. Now, what if you gave Maaser Rishon? Does that work? So Manan Kayam, please explain the case, right? Because again, there's a chiyuv to do things in the proper order. It's an isser to do things out of order. So what exactly is the case? Im b'krishin it marach. If you did meruach, you already smoothed it down, and therefore there's full gmar malacha, the reakol aser. Obviously, it's aser. There's gmar malacha. Vim b'maaser rishon shegimu b'shibalem. And if it's where you gave maaser rishon early, because the iser d'oraita of being mafresh early is only on something that you already finished. Right, that you finish processing it. It's only there where the Yisr applies. By the way, it is shocking that this is a separate mitzvah, right? To give it out of order, rather than just being a subsection of the halachot of Truman and Maestro. But anyway, this is a machloket in Trumot, but here the Gemara assumes that the Yisr does not apply if it's not yet processed. So divrei hakol mutar. So then, according to everyone, it is mutar to eat arai because you haven't finished the malacha. Elakinan kaim, already dealing with tomorrow. We're dealing with dates that you plan to press the grogavatan ladushan, or these figs you plan to pack into the barrel. The hifresh man truma gedola. You gave truma gedola and nimlach langimochain, and then you decide you're going to leave them in the less processed stage. The hifresh man rishon. So you gave Maiser Rishon. So the separation of Truma didn't create a Chiyuv according to the Chachamim because they were unprocessed. Would the Maiser Rishon then be Koveya, making everything else Aser for to eat even a rye before you give, let's say, Maiser Sheni? So in Tamar Limafreya Nitbilu, Now, if you say that when he decides to leave it, they became tevel retroactively, is a truma she tevel, then really it's the truma which made it tevel. But if you say the decision now, from now on, is what does it, so rishon hushu tovel. So then what you would be entertaining is the possibility that Maaser Rishon itself has that power. Now, it could be that we specifically picked this case in order to treat the retroactive stuff. Now, the Rosh Eliyahu has a different explanation here. If you look at Rosh Eliyahu, he says, V'hifrish men truma gedola, v'adayin haya daito l'darsum l'darsum, but you still want to process it. V'lokach men echad, v'ochlo achle l'aray, but you take one to eat it aray. Kirabanon, v'shara de truma, ina tovel, el davar shem grum alach, though. V'hifrish men rishon, v'libo gomer l'ochlo kain achshav, kishifrish masher. In your heart, you decided to eat it now. And now he asks his mother, is it the first one becomes part of the truma, or it's only from now on, truma. Right, so it doesn't, right, and Ray's asking, right, are they mitzarev to all become chayev, or are they looked at separately? Okay, either way, the Gemara doesn't answer the question, and we'll continue on the very top of Yud Zayin.